Thank you, Chair. We also consider this section on prohibition and restrictions as one of the most important of our work during the course of this week. I think the elements that you have proposed pretty much go in the right direction. We are of the view that if we look at the existing protocols of the convention and the existing law, we have the option of reaffirming and the existing rules as they appear in the IHL, clarifying or even expanding certain rules as well, and it will be consistent with the purposes and objectives of CCW as it's noted in the preamble as well. We have to do the progressive work and codification of international rules as they are applicable in the armed conflict. So with that perspective, I think at this juncture in time, in the interest of focused discussion and in interest of time, I would just like to share my comments on the first five elements of this section. When we look at the first four elements that have been proposed in the section prohibitions, we have the view that they are simply the existing IHL requirements as they appear. So they should not be controversial, or they should not lead to any, hopefully, any differences or divergences in terms of views. What we can argue, of course, how to state, reiterate, how to reaffirm these existing requirements. Whether we should say that laws that have that cannot be used in this manner are prohibited, or whether we say that laws should not be developed or used if they have certain characteristics. As we have already accepted and acknowledged in our guiding principles that IHL applies both to the potential development and use of laws. We are open and flexible on the idea of whether we list both the development and use component, or we simply say are prohibited in line with what we have done in different existing protocols of the CCW. In terms of the fifth element of this prohibition, which talks about the appropriate control or human judgment, we note that we had discussions yesterday in preliminary consideration where we have reached conclusion in the past about control with regard to weapon systems is essential, is needed to uphold compliance with IHL. We have made a similar conclusion in terms of human judgment as well, that that is also essential to hold compliance with the IHL. So if these two ingredients, which we have already concluded are essential to uphold compliance with IHL, if these two ingredients are not there, then of course compliance of IHL, in our view, cannot be upheld at all times. So in our view, the fifth element is simply restating what we have already agreed in the past. And it may not be part of the existing IHL in box one, but it's certainly part of box two, and it's based on our previous conclusions and understanding. But however, we would like to further build on it. And rather than just appropriate control, as many delegations have said in the past, yesterday also, that we would prefer human control. So it's more clear, this term. So we should be saying that laws that operate without human control or human judgment are prohibited. I would address our remarks on other elements at a later stage. Thank you.
I would like to thank